Time to take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network. We're joined by Bolt Marketing's Dwayne Bussey right now. And Dwayne, we saw the grains end on a sluggish note here. Soybeans down double digits here. And we saw the wheat down as well. And corn down, everything down ahead of the big report tomorrow.
I think the pressure today kind of came from a little bit wetter forecast. You know, weather does still matter. I know, you know, for corn, a lot of it probably won't change yield anymore. But boy, weather's still a big factor for soybeans. And that's probably why the soybean market led us lower. And technically, not good close is kind of underneath the head and shoulders formation, which could mean more downside in the future. But like you said, huge report tomorrow that could change everything.
Absolutely. We look at the livestock numbers here and kind of a mixed close here as well.
Yeah, performed rather well early in the morning session. Looked pretty solid. You know, box beef up sharply yesterday. Felt kind of good about it. Cash feeder market been strong. But yeah, a little sluggish into the close here. So not the best technical picture there either. But we did have higher highs and higher lows. So the upward trend continues in the cattle market. I think the biggest thing is we just, you know, need to see packers make a little bit more money so they can pass that money and savings on to feedlots. But the feedlots are going to probably be asking a little bit higher prices again this week. And they got higher prices last week. So if they can get that, the upward trend should continue.
Well, we get a little preview maybe of tomorrow. What do you foresee coming on this report tomorrow in your crystal ball?
Yeah, I guess, you know, being in the Dakotas and, you know, North Dakota's been very dry, you kind of feel like the crop isn't that great out there. But the problem is in key states like Iowa and Illinois, the crop is really good. And they just have more acres, higher producing acres than we do. So I'm still looking for a fairly high corn yield, you know, in that low 180s. And I don't think they'll change the soybean yield here. There's just too much weather yet for the last couple weeks in August that could tweak that one way or the other. But I do look for some old crop export demand increases that'll help. The ending stocks are really what's key. That's what we should look at. And honestly, the numbers, the average trade estimates, they're not bearish numbers. We could still go down for another month here, but I think we have really good support and we could look for a much better year and better prices in 27.
Market analysis from Bolt Marketing's Dwayne Bussey. Let's look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.